chapter number 25, we'll see another missed opportunity. There was a missed opportunity for complete victory in the case of Jehoash, but in Matthew 25, we see another missed opportunity. Matthew 25 and verse number 14. Matthew 25:14. The Bible says here, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto the one he gave 5 talents. You're familiar with this. 3 men here in this parable, each one was given a different amount of talents. One was given 5, to another 2, and to another 1. 3 men, one given 5, one given 2, one given 1. Pieces of money. You can think of it like a penny if you'd like, or whatever, as a coin, just to think about. To every man according to his several ability. That's always been interesting to me, and some people, you can look at that a lot of different ways. But I think about the Lord took and He gave these men each a different amount. Not because one was better than the other, and I'm getting ready to prove that in a minute. Not because one was more important than the other, but because simply that each one He gave according to the ability. In other words, you think about some people God's given different abilities to. Amen. Some people can handle certain things that other people can't handle. Right? The man that can handle 5, He gave 5 to. The man that can handle 2, He gave 2 to. The one that can handle 1, He gave the 1 to. Amen. You've heard it said many times, some people can't handle success. You know, you can only handle the smaller things. You think about here, this man, He gave 5 to 1, 2 to 1, and 1 to 1. Notice it says, "And straightway took his journey." He left them. "Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. So how many has he got now? 10. "And likewise, he that had received 2 talents, he also gained other 2. He had 4 now. He doubled. Both of them doubled. "But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." He buried it. "And after a long time, the Lord of his servants cometh and reckoneth with him. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. And behold, I gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him," notice the words here, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a," what's that next word? "Few." I always find that interesting. You say, why? It really jumped out at the page at me this time when I read it. Because this guy, in our minds, did he have a few compared to the other two? No. He had the most, right? "Thou hast been faithful in the most." I could understand some of those words being in here, right? "Thou hast been faithful in the a lot you've been given," right? But no, what does he say? "You've been faithful in the few." He had the most. He had the most ability, evidently, if you will. He had the most money given to him. He knew that he could handle it. So he took and gave him 5. And this man took, and what did he do? He invested it, uses it rightly. He got 5 more. He had 10. But God said, "Hey, you've been faithful. You've done good. Well done." He said, "Over these few things." That's kind of interesting, ain't it? You think about it. He said, "I will make thee ruler over many things." Because you've been faithful with this, these few little things, even though you had more than everybody else, they were still just a few little things. He said, "Now I'm going to give you to be ruler over much. Because you've been faithful in the few." Let's read on. "I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." He also that had received 2 talents came. That's the guy that kind of was in the middle, right? The amount he received. "Came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them." So he had 4, right, in the end. Both of them doubled. His Lord said unto him, notice the words compared to verse number 21, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Same thing looks like in my Bible. "Thou hast been faithful over a," what? "Few things." Same exact words, right? "I will make thee ruler over," what? "Many things." Same exact words. "Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." According to what I see, he said the same thing to the guy that had 5 talents and doubled them, to the same thing the guy that had 2 talents and doubled them, did he not? He said the same thing to both of them. He said, "Hey, you've been well done. You did good. You were faithful. He said, I've given you few things, and you did good with them. He said, now I'm going to give you much more. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Notice now verse 24. So both of them had little, even though we'd say they had a lot compared to the last guy we're getting ready to look at. But the Lord said they had few. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man. Boy, there's a whole different attitude and response, ain't it? Right off the bat, you can tell that. Reaping where thou hast not sown. He's running down the master, right? You know, that shows his attitude toward God here, if you will, or the one giving him the money. And gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Here's a different response. Amen. That don't look nothing like the first two, does it? Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not and gather where I have not strown. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, invested it, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, or we would say interest, right? Extra, more, right? Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. So he took and took the one talent away and gave it to the one that had the most. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. I'll stop right there to say this morning. You think about, here was a man with 5, he doubled. Jesus said, you did good, you're faithful over few. Now you'll get much. The one with 2, he invested, doubled, did good. He said, you've been faithful with few, I'll make you over much. The one with 1 buried it in a hole in the ground. Was afraid, scared. He took, the master showed back up. He said, here you go, I was afraid. Here's your 1 coin back, I didn't want to lose it. I didn't do nothing with it other than bury it. And he got rebuked, right? For what he did. Why do I show you these verses this morning? Because simply this, I believe that guy that had that one talent, there he missed an opportunity, don't you? I think he missed an opportunity for reward, don't you? I think he missed an opportunity to have the same response, the same reward that the guy with 5 had and the guy with 2 had. I believe if he would have took that one talent and went out and invested it and got just 1 more talent and wound up with doubling it just like the rest and had 2 in the end, the Lord would have looked at him, and that verse that we read that was so different would have been said the same exact thing as the one with 5 and the one with 2 did. I think you'd see that parable ending in the fact that, hey, it doesn't matter, right? As long as you're faithful with what God gives you, everything, that's the lesson to be learned here. Amen. It's not about how much. It's not about how many. Because no matter how much you've been given, guess what? No matter how much talents, abilities, whatever that somebody may have, and there's a lot of examples I could give of this, that person, guess what? It's really few. Amen? In the eyes of God. You say, what do you mean this morning? I'm simply saying this, that a lot of times we look down and say, what can I do? I'm so small, I'm not much, whatever. You might be the guy with 1. Double it. Amen? You might be the guy with 2 and say, boy, I don't have the 5 that some people have, but I got the 2, and by the grace of God, we're going to make it 4. And then in the end, you'll get the same response as the guy that had 5. I believe the guy with 1 had a great opportunity here to take and to invest, as the master told him, to use it, to work with what he was given, amen, rather than being scared and hiding it in the ground and being, if you will, afraid. Instead, if he would have used what God given him for his honor, for his glory, then he could have took and had the same response. He said, I'll give you much, as he told the one with 5 and the one with 2. Today it's not about who has the most talents or abilities or who has the biggest church or who has the most souls saved. Sometimes people start bragging about all that stuff. It's not who supports the most missionaries. I've heard people say that, and that's great if you support 100 missionaries It's great if you support 50, but that doesn't make the one that supports 3 any less. Amen? As long as we're faithful with what God's given to us. Amen? You think about here, he was faithful. These two were faithful, the one was not. But instead, it's about who serves the Lord and invests all they've been given for Him faithfully till He comes. Amen? Today, I don't know about you, but when I read this account, I thought exactly about me personally, and I thought about us as a church personally. We may not be as big as the church down the road that has 5, if you will, that has the most. We may not be the one that has 2. We might be the one that has the 1, amen, compared to everybody else. But you know what? Don't worry about the one with 5. Don't worry about the one with 2. Amen. Take and use what God's given to us for His honor, for His glory, wholeheartedly. And let's don't miss out on the reward, amen, and invest it in eternity for Him. Amen. Let's don't bury it in the ground. Let's take and do it for the Lord. Amen. Don't miss the opportunity. I don't want it to be said of me when I get to heaven, I want to be like the one that had the 2. You say, what do you mean? I mean the fact he didn't have the most. Amen. But you know what? He took in the end and had the same reward as the other. Why? Because he was faithful. Amen. And did exactly what the Lord wanted him to do. That's where I want to be, don't you, this morning? Amen. I don't want to miss the opportunity. The least, the most, that's all up to God to decide. Amen. He's the one that does all that stuff. Amen. I just want to be the one that does faithfully with what God's given to me. Amen. You think about here, this man, he missed the reward. He missed the opportunity. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. The Bible says here in verse number 10 in 1 Corinthians 3. The Bible says in verse 10, it says, according, here it says, let's read, it says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse number 10, it says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For our foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work, notice this, shall be made manifest. Just like those 3 men's was, right? In the end. And notice, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Uh-oh. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built there whereupon, he shall receive a reward. That sounds like kind of the first 2, right? If any man's work shall be burned, he shall, and these 2 words stick out to me, suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, I simply show you these verses this morning to say this, that I don't want to suffer loss because I didn't take and use for God what He's given to me. Amen? Instead, I want Him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few, now I'm going to give you more. Amen? That's what it's about. In other words, don't miss the opportunity for reward or for investment. I think about, you know, many times people talk about, you know, their savings, if you will, and planning for retirement. Some people, I've heard them say, boy, I missed that investment opportunity years ago. I think about when we was in school. I'll tell you one quick story and we'll move to the last point. It's a short one. I think about when I was in high school, Tommy Airwood, in civics class, I believe it was. He did a kind of a little fun thing with us to see how we would do. And as long as we did every week what we were supposed to, we got a good grade for this aspect of it. But it was a little fun thing, and we took, and he gave us a certain amount of fake money, although he never gave us like Monopoly money or nothing. He said, hey, you got $1,000. He said, and he brought in the newspaper, and he said, here is the stock market. And he had all the stocks. You know, you can pick out and use your $1,000 to buy whatever you want to buy. Just see what happens. And he talked about stocks and different things like that a little bit in the class. I had $1,000, I think is what it was he gave everybody, if I remember right. And I started looking down the list of stocks. Of course, none of us knew what we were doing, right? And I started looking through, and this may spur some of you's memory, but I started looking through, and everybody immediately looked for which stock. The one that was at the top, right? The one that was the most value. Me being a little bit different, I didn't look at the top. Guess where I looked? At the very bottom. I looked at the bottom. I found the cheapest stock there was. Does anybody know what the cheapest stock was? Linden tree. Linden tree. Back in high school, linden tree, nobody heard of linden tree. But a lot of y'all probably know, maybe if you watch TV and commercials, know who linden tree is now. Linden tree was at 97 cent a share. 97 cent. You can buy a lot of stock for $1,000, 97 cent a share. Right? So I took and I diversified and I bought a lot of linden tree. Amen. Like, I think it was 100 shares or something. 200 shares. I mean, I bought a lot of it. But then I bought one or two there in the middle, you know, and some other ones too. But I put a lot of my money in the linden tree. Guess what happened by the end of the time that little, if you will, project was over? Linden tree had took and like quadrupled many times over in price. It was like 10 bucks a share, I think it was. 10 or 12 bucks a share the time it was over with. A while back, I took and looked at linden tree, and it was like way up there. Like, I think it was like 100 bucks or something a share. And I thought to myself, man, if I'd only spent, you know, if I'd had a couple hundred dollars, then boy, look at where it'd be today. I don't know where it is now. It might be in the tank. But I'm simply making the point of, I beat everybody in the class. I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying I was lucky. You would say, why? I was given the same amount of everybody else. But what did I do? I invested it. In other words, I'm simply saying today that what God's given to us, whether it be the little, or whether it be the most, or whether it be in the middle, or the same as somebody else, you know what? That don't matter. Just take and invest what God's given to you for Him. I think about simply this morning, don't miss the opportunity. I thought about this song before we move to the next point, little is much if God is in it. If that man with the one would have realized that, I think he would have been a whole lot better. May the Lord help us to always remember that. Not get discouraged, not get down, but realize little is much if God is in it. Amen? You think about a missed opportunity. John chapter number 20, and we'll be done. John chapter number 20. John 20 and verse number 19. John 20 and verse number 19. A missed opportunity for complete victory. A missed opportunity for reward. But in John chapter 20, we have another missed opportunity in verse number 19. We'll go down to there. It says, then the same day at the evening began the first day of the week when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Came Jesus. This is after, of course, He had been crucified, but before, when they were kind of wondering what was going on. For fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be still, after He had risen. And when he had so said, He showed unto them His hands and His side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But, here's the what we're getting to. Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. You say, where was he at? What was he doing? I don't know. But he wasn't there. He missed those opportunities to see Jesus. Verse 25, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Verse 26, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. And then what did Jesus do? To sum it up, he said, here you go. Amen. Here you go, I'm here. Now do you believe? Here's my hands, here's my feet, here's my side. Go ahead. And then Jesus made the famous statement there at the end. He said, blessed are those that believe and haven't seen. That's us. In other words, the last one with Thomas here, there was a missed opportunity for meeting the Lord. You say, what do you mean? Those first two times, I don't know where he was. I don't know what he was doing. But I know this, he missed the opportunity to see God, didn't he? If he would have been there with the rest of the disciples, like all the other ones was, guess what he would have done? In their first appearances, he would have saw Jesus. I simply say this morning that sometimes we miss the opportunity to see Jesus because we're not where we ought to be. How many times in our lives do we get out of the will of God? Do we not be in our place where we ought to be? And we miss what God wants to give us. Thomas, I believe, missed out. And because of that, it brought him to the place that he said, hey, the only way I'm going to believe it is if I see it. There's a lot of people today that are in that place, aren't they? They say, the only way I'm going to believe it is if I see it. And I think about what was said over in the New Testament in another place with a man that said, hey, let me go back, as he was in hell and it was too late. He said, let me go back and tell my relatives that this place is real, that these things are real, so they'll believe and they'll get saved, if you will. And the Lord said, they have the prophets, they have the message, the words there. If they don't believe that, they won't believe even if one comes back from the dead. In other words, simply this morning I say this, Thomas was kind of the same way. He didn't believe until he saw. You say, did he get the chance to see? Yes, he did. He got a second chance. Amen? But you know what? As he stood that day there before Jesus, here's a good example, I believe, of a man that was humbled. As Jesus stood there and said, okay, you don't believe, you go ahead. You go ahead. He was humbled, wasn't he? He thought, boy, how stupid and how small I feel. I simply say this morning, don't miss the opportunity to meet the Lord. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't miss the opportunity to meet Him. It may be the last chance you get. You may get another chance, but you may not. I ask you this morning, is there some missed opportunities in your life? Don't miss the opportunity. I think about, you can look at Jeremiah 8 and verse number 20, and some good verses there talk about how Israel missed their opportunity. Don't be like Israel. Don't be like these that we've talked about today and miss the opportunity and it be too late. I think about, sometimes there is a such thing, if you will, and I don't want to get into this too much because there's a lot to say, but sometimes there is a such thing as it being too late. Amen? Once the trumpet sounds, the rapture takes place, it's too late for all those that's heard the gospel. Once your time's up here on this earth and you die, guess what? Your chance is up to get saved. There is a such thing as it being too late. Don't miss your opportunity while you got it today. It may never come again. You think about, I say, for us that are believers today, don't miss your opportunity to get things right with God. If there's something in your life that you've been hanging on to and fighting with and battling with and saying, no, Lord, I'm not going to give you this, today's the day. Don't miss the opportunity to get it right with God. Let me go even a step further and say this. Maybe there's somebody, as we even kind of alluded to in Sunday school this morning. It's amazing the Lord brought that up with what I got here. Maybe there's somebody that you need to go to and make things right with. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity. You think about today is the only day we've been given. And who knows, we might not even get to finish today. Amen? We're not promised tomorrow. We're not even promised the rest of this day. Today, don't miss the opportunity. Believers, don't miss the opportunity to get things right with the Lord, to serve Him, to do what He wants you to do, He's been speaking to your heart about. Don't miss any opportunities. Instead, seize the moment while you got the opportunity. I don't know why. This is crazy. But the Lord brought a thought to my mind, and I had to look it up because I knew this saying come to my mind. And I couldn't remember where in the world it come from. And so I Googled it, right? That's what we all do when we want to figure out something that we can't figure out where it come from. That sticks in our head. And I Googled it, and the saying is this, the die is cast. And I'll be honest with you, I always thought that was like dye in like a color, right? Dye in cloth or something. But when I Googled it, I found out I was wrong. Because the die is simply a picture of a dice. In other words, what it was, Caesar Augustus, Julius Caesar is the one that made that statement. He said, the die is cast as they went into battle. In other words, simply saying this, that sometimes things have went so far The last opportunity to turn around is gone. It's too late. Don't miss the opportunity while you still got it. Amen? If you're still sitting here today, you still got breath, guess what? The Lord's giving you another opportunity today. Don't miss that opportunity.